This is Dr. Lee dictating history. Physical patient name, David, DAVID, Daniel, DANIL, date of birth, 4-8-1951. Place, Future Care Charles Village. History and physical, tally visit. History up until then. This is a 71-year-old gentleman with the known history of prostate cancer, COPD, substance use disorder. He was hospitalized at Union Memorial Hospital from April 2nd till April 12, 2023. Presented with a change in mental status over there due to toxic versus metabolic encephalopathy, found to have a severe AKI and a CTA. CT abdomen and pelvis showed distended urinary bladder and multiple non-obstructive kidney stones. He has urinary retention, urology consulted, Foley cath was recommended. Nephrology also saw the patient, and the patient has infectious disease workup done. He was HIV negative, positive for hepatitis C antibody, and positive ANA. Unremarkable SPEP. Patient was treated with the course of antibiotics, azoxystrobin for UTI, and was transitioned to ceftriaxone to total 5-day course. Patient was continued on Flomax 0.4 mg daily. Urology outpatient follow-up was advised because of urinary retention. Hospitalization was complicated with acute anemia, hemoglobin. No concern for active bleeding. He required 1 unit of PRBC and a serial hemoglobin monitor. GI outpatient follow-up was advised for screening and also hepatitis C follow-up. CT abdomen was concerning for 3 mm pleural base left lower lobe nodule. They recommended CT of the chest in 1 year. Patient has a prostate cancer diagnosed in 2029 and has obstructive urinary symptom, which he underwent cystoscopy. The pathology showed high-grade diffusely infiltrating adenocarcinoma of the prostate, no bone mets, and he has been seen by Dr. Ravi, R-A-V-I Krishna, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-N for that. Patient, after stabilization, PTOT done, patient became more awake, alert. Physical therapy recommended subacute rehab for deconditioning with multiple comorbid conditions. The patient was transferred here today. When I saw the patient, he denied any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, and answering all his questions properly, no diarrhea. Past medical history, number one, cancer, prostate, number two, COPD, number three, substance abuse disorder. And anemia. Medication upon discharge, patient was on calcium carbonate, 500 mg, one tablet twice a day, cold calcifrol, vitamin D, 2,000 units daily, oxycodone. One tablet every 8 hours here, Miralax 17 gram daily, Colace/Shanna twice a day, naloxone nasal spray for narcotic overdose, Flomax 0.4 daily, Cyanocobalamin 500 mcg daily. Aruba system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urinary retention, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. social history. History of substance abuse disorder. Allergy not known. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Lying on the bed, no distress, just stable. No respiratory distress. apparently no wheezing noted, and Foley catheter is in place. Assessment. Patient admitted the deconditioning. Number two. Status post. Obstructive uropathy due to urinary retention. Required Foley catheter placement. Number three, left lower base nodules in the lung. Number four, prostate cancer. Number five, vitamin D deficiency. Number six, history of COPD, currently no wheezing. History of hyperkalemia, anemia, UTI, acute kidney injury, history of depression, and next one, history of generalized weakness. Plan of care, continue all his current medication, PTOT, follow labs, CVC, CMP, monitor potassium level closely, and urology follow-up. Thank you.